Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and just been enjoying this week so much talking about the love of God and all that God has done for us in His Son and the critical thing that each one of us needs to lay hold of in our lives, in our journey of faith, and that is to remember everything starts with God's love. Everything starts with God's initiative. The most important thing is what God did for us, not what we're doing for God. How we respond to God is very important. How we say yes to Him, and Jesus teaches us how to do it. But what we do, how we respond, all of it is ignited by and is meant to be ignited by God's action, God's initiative. Love came to us while we were yet sinners, Scripture says. While we were yet sinners, while we were dead in our sin, while we were enemies of God, whether in a condition we could not do anything about it, God came to us and gave us what is most precious to Him, God the Father. I mean, He revealed Himself as Father, and He revealed Jesus as Son. He revealed Himself as a trinity of persons, a communion of love. And He gave us His most precious possession, gift, whatever term you want to use, His beloved Son, who emptied Himself, and He entered creation, our world. God, from all eternity, the Son of God, from all eternity, He entered into time. He condescended. He set aside, He emptied, it's called the kenosis, right? He emptied Himself of all of His privileges, all of His power, in the sense of that He came, became one of us, conceived in the womb of Our Lady. A young girl, no money, no power, no influence, no big footprint in the world, no, just a beautiful, simple, pure by God's grace, pure virgin, whose heart was turned toward the Lord. And in her simplicity, she welcomed what she first thought, how could this be? It's impossible. What? But be it done unto me according to Thy word. We've been talking this week about the love of God poured out in Jesus and Jesus' destination, coming, becoming one of us. And then right from the beginning, Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord was upon Him. So what do we see? We see the new man. We see what God is creating, what the Lord is bringing about, that the new creation, the new humanity, the new man, the new woman is going to be able to say, like Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Animated, led, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, goes through, and the Holy Spirit is His comforter. The Holy Spirit is at His service. The Holy Spirit is there every step of the way, revealing the Father, revealing Jesus, manifesting the power of Jesus in His gifts, the signs that come forward in His signs and wonders and other things. And then He passes through death, enters new life, comes new creation, and Jesus' eye is on getting back to the throne. He comes back to the throne as one of us, filled with the glory of God, and He comes and He enters into the fullness, and He takes human flesh into the fullness, and nobody could enter that God's presence. No human being could enter God's presence. We'd burn up, we'd be in viscera, I don't know what, but we could never be in the presence of the glory, the pure glory of God the Father, but Jesus takes us there. And He went through all of that because He wanted to pour out the Holy Spirit so that we could be born again by water and the Spirit and become God's children. He wiped away every obstacle that stood in the way, which at the heart of it was the sin problem, which produced the death problem and all of that. And He poured out the Holy Spirit so that we could have a new life, become a new creation, to live like He lived, to become like Him, to have a power within us that reveals the love of the Father, that reveals the love of the Son, that reveals the purpose and plan of the Father, that really sees things from God's perspective. And we live in it, we welcome it. The grace and power of the Holy Spirit is at work in the plan of salvation from the beginning. Salvation is a work of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It all began in the heart of a loving father. For God so loved the world, he gave his most precious, precious, precious son to us. We'll never understand. I mean, the angels of heaven, and the saints could comment on this kind of stuff. The angels of heaven were just like shocked and stunned and overwhelmed, I'm sure. These glorious angels who are not even, are just a reflection of the majesty of Christ from all eternity, and that he took on human flesh. That's a good thing to ask the help of the Holy Spirit for sometime. The Holy Spirit, help me understand the self-emptying of Jesus, the kenosis of Jesus, and the condescension of Jesus, and what he did freely, and the price he paid all the way through. That's a really important reflection. And when we do it, we're going to see more deeply as our eyes are opened and our minds are enlightened and our hearts are animated by the Spirit. Then as we see who Jesus is and what he's done, and the Holy Spirit reveals who Jesus is to us. The Holy Spirit, remember Jesus said, and he'll teach you everything that I've said to you. The Holy Spirit here is indwelling us, making us ontologically right at the level of our nature, transformed into children of God, but also teaching us, empowering us, comforting us, filling us with joy. All of that's there. That's our inheritance. We have to anticipate that in faith, to welcome it in faith, to celebrate it, to declare it. And when it seems far from us, fight for it. Stand up and fight for it. And help us understand, Holy Spirit, what Jesus did. I was just thinking the other day of the effects of Jesus' coming and his dying for us. There's technical terms for it. I kind of want to go through some of them. You've heard them before, but they're worth hearing. And it can seem a little technical, but I kind of want to go through them because it's good to get into our vocabulary and ask the Lord to help us to go deeper into them. So first one is justification, big 25-cent word, justification. Since we are, Romans 5:1, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Catechism, 1989. Justification is not only the remission of sins, but also the sanctification and renewal of the interior person. One really great priest scholar explained this to me once, and it just came alive. You know, he said, justification fundamentally means life. It means the new life. It means God's life. It's God's action of making it possible for us to come alive and made right with God. And that includes not just seeing, but it's also being transformed inside. So justification for Paul in particular means life. The second effect is salvation. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it's a gift of God. Salvation. Catechism. Salvation comes from God alone because we receive the life of faith through the church. She is our mother. So salvation comes from God. Jesus established the church. That grace of God comes to us through baptism and the sacraments in the church. That life of faith that allows us to come into the gift of salvation. And we're saved from hell for heaven. We're saved from this slavery to the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're saved to the final judgment that would lead to eternal separation from God. We're saved from all the crud that sin and the devil and all the powers of the fallen world and the dominion of death have over our life. Boom! Jesus destroyed their power. And we're saved. We're brought out of the death-directed destiny that we were on. And we're brought into now salvation, being brought out of that state, and we're saved by God's grace, by God's mercy. Now, salvation, we have to remember there's deeper meaning. I mean, that's the deepest meaning in my understanding or my experience, but also how we talk about salvation and justification is different than some of our Protestant brothers and sisters. As Catholics, we say we have been saved, we are being saved, we will be saved. We're not once saved, always saved, but we, the new life, the removing of sin, the removing of the stain of original sin, the moving out of that death-directedness begins in our lives. And how we respond to it matters along the way. But essentially, That's one of the effects of Jesus's, obvious effects of Jesus's work on the cross. Reconciliation. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Cor 5:18, Corinthians. The Catechism, reconciliation with God is thus the purpose and the effect of the sacrament of what? Of confession. To reconcile us when sin gets in the way, to take away sin. Expiation, that's to blot out our sins. It's 1 John 2:2, he is the expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. For the sins of the whole world takes away. So the expiation is an act of atoning for sin, particularly through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, which removes the guilt and the penalty of sin. He comes to take it away. Thanks be to God, because we all stand guilty before the Lord. So, and then expiation, redemption is buying back. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1:2. Redemption is the ransom Jesus paid with his own life to liberate humanity from the bondage of sin and restore us to communion with God. Catechism 5:17. What else did he do? Freedom. He brought us freedom. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. The more one does what is good, the freer one becomes, the Catechism reminds us in 1733. The yoke of slavery, that's what we were under. We were slaves to sin, and Jesus broke the yoke. The weight, the total weighing down, we could not get rid of it. We could not take it off our back. But Jesus brought us into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Number 7 is sanctification. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from unchastity. That's just one expression of 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Sanctifying grace is a habitual gift, the Catechism reminds us, a stable and supernatural disposition that perfects the soul itself to enable it to live with God and to act by his love. So sanctifying grace. So in baptism, we're given this gift, taken out of this state of alienation from God, and we're given new life, and sanctified grace makes it possible for us to live as children of God, to be in God's presence. He sets us apart. He makes us holy. Sanctification means to be set apart for God, to be made holy. And that's God's action in his son Jesus. That's what he did, to set us apart so we be holy and come into the holiness and the life of God. Transformation. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We're not just once kind of stepping in. The whole of life on earth is a journey toward deeper and deeper transformation, to have a renewed mind in the Spirit, to come into all the gifts God gives to us, to allow them to transform us, to become like the saints, everything God wants us to be here on earth. And then we're part of the new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:17. This happens in baptism. Catechism 1265. And finally, glorification. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The church will receive her perfection only in the glory of heaven. That's where we're ultimately going. We're already participating in the Holy Spirit, in the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. We've been given a down payment. Let's celebrate this, friends, and all that God has done for us.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.